The Climate Change Division of the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change presents Climate Change Jamaica's Story, a 5-minute feature focusing on climate change, its current and projected effects, and what can be done to lessen its impacts.
According to the United States-based National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the year 2014 was the warmest year on record since records began in 1880. The annual average global increase was 0.69 degrees Celsius or 1.24 degrees Fahrenheit above the 20th century average.
In 2014, Jamaica went through an extended dry season, which resulted in the island experiencing varying levels of drought throughout the year. This sparked numerous bushfires, water shortages, and crop failures, which threatened the island's food security.
During the 2001 to 2012 period, Jamaica was affected by 11 storm events, including 5 major hurricanes and several floods. These events combined resulted in sectoral loss and damage amounting to approximately 129 billion Jamaican dollars.
In various parts of the world, we are witnessing more intense storms, prolonged drought, sea level and temperature rise, among other extreme weather conditions.
The science behind climate change is unquestionable. Given the number of records being broken every year for temperature, rainfall, drought, and tropical cyclones in many parts of the world, it is imperative that the necessary actions be taken, and indeed quickly.
Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, Robert Pickersgill. So what is climate change? Climate change is manifested in a significant shift in weather patterns for an extended period of time. It leads to major changes in temperature, rainfall or wind patterns, among other phenomena that occur over several decades or longer. Over the past century, Earth's average temperature has risen by 0.8 degrees Celsius and is projected to rise by 6.4 degrees Celsius over the next 100 years. The evidence is clear. Rising global temperatures have been accompanied by changes in the climate.
As we have all heard, the Caribbean states are among the most highly vulnerable states to climate change impacts. Through changes in extreme weather events and slow onset events such as sea level rise, ocean warming, and acidification. In Jamaica, we anticipate increased exposure to extreme weather events such as storms and hurricanes of increasing intensity, temperature rise, and shift in our rainfall patterns. Without a doubt, climate change is a national development issue and is one that is not restricted solely to environmental considerations.
As these and other changes become more pronounced in the coming decades, they will present challenges to our society and our environment. In fact, experts report that Jamaica is predicted to experience climate departure as early as 2023. By that time, it is likely that the coldest year on average will be warmer than the warmest year up to 2005. In other words, it will be extremely hot. Because of this, there is greater need to intensify climate change adaptation and mitigation efforts in order to reduce the anticipated devastating impacts on the society.
If we do not take steps to adapt to and mitigate climate change, our current and future experiences and the impacts on all sectors will be devastating and in many cases, irreversible.
Don't take climate change for granted. It will affect everyone. A warming climate will bring changes that can negatively affect our water supplies, agriculture, power and transportation systems, the natural environment, and even our own health and safety.
With climate change, we must change.
Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, Robert Pickersgill.
Join us again next week on Climate Change Jamaica's Story as we talk with experts and find out more about how climate change is affecting Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.